If you ask Mary Selecki, why focus so much on tobacco when the health department has so many urgent things to worry about, from investigating foodborne illnesses to inspecting water systems to infectious diseases, she says it's simple. Look at what's killing people. There's heart disease, which is fueled by smoking, and
in Washington State, in fact, the number one killer is lung cancer, and again, the culprit is tobacco. So if we're going to help the public understand how they can be healthy as they age, don't ever start using tobacco. And if you're a smoker, quit.
Tobacco was a hot political issue when Selecki was appointed back in 1998 by Governor Gary Locke. Within a few weeks, a historic lawsuit against the tobacco companies was settled, providing millions of dollars to fight smoking.
Smoking rates, they're down by a third, 30% for adults. Half the kids are starting that used to start.
And yet some surveys show smoking rates may have reached a plateau.
You know, every year there's a new crop of 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, and their interests change overnight. And while the tobacco companies are not supposed to market to kids, oh, look at when they start to market a pack of cigarettes that's pink. Tell me who that's for.
Selecki's replacement comes from the Clark County Public Health Agency in Vancouver. He's John Wiesman. He says his top health priority will be childhood obesity. He says tobacco is still clearly important, but the federal dollars have dwindled.
So we've come to the end of that era, and we need to figure out how to continue this work a bit differently.
Banning smoking in public was one way. Wiesman says another is focusing on high-risk groups where tobacco use is above average.
For example, in persons with mental health issues or people with substance use issues.
Wiesman envisions a partnership with counselors and therapists to help reduce smoking. But he has a lot on his plate as he starts work this week. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.